Common Sense Saving, Episode 6. We know that common sense isn't always that common. Together, let's learn how to be more frugal and save some extra cents. My name is Austin. Thank you for listening. And if you like this sort of content, please subscribe. The blog post for today's episode can be found at commonsensesaving.com/6. One of my favorite tools in my financial arsenal is my sinking fund. It allows me to have money available for future planned expenses without ever having to worry about where I'm going to get the money for things. Sinking funds are adjustable, so you can use them to plan ahead for any large expenses. We've taken a few steps so far to get to this point. We've picked the kind of budget we want to use. Personally, I'd go with the zero-based budget, so that's what I'll be using for all my examples. We've discussed removing debt, as it's only going to weigh us down. We talked about starting an emergency fund, and though the emergency fund may not be fully funded at this point, it's time we set up a sinking fund so we don't have to pull from our emergency money. Just like we did with the emergency funds, let's define what a sinking fund is. A sinking fund is money to put aside for future irregular expenses. Some examples of irregular expenses are your car insurance bill if you elect to pay it every 6 months, home or car maintenance, doctor or dentist appointments, or a holiday gift fund, or even your tax bill if you're self-employed. These are bills that you'll pay at some point throughout the year, but not necessarily on a monthly basis. Your car insurance bill may not be due for 6 months, but you're still going to want to have the money set aside to pay it when it does come due. This is how we do it. In order to set up your sinking funds, you'll have to assess your previous year's expenses. Like we did in Episode 1, A Financial Foundation for the Future, we need to gather our bank and credit card statements. What irregular expenses did we have last year? Find anything that isn't a normal monthly expense. To find your minimum irregular expenses for the entire year, make a list and add them together. This is your yearly sinking fund number, a goal to reach to build the next tool in our arsenal. Take the yearly total and divide by 12 for each month of the year. This is your monthly sinking fund number. The idea is to pay yourself this amount every month to help keep ourselves afloat when those particular expenses arise. Since we're paying ourselves every month, the sinking fund will continually be replenished. And when I say pay yourself, I simply mean transfer the money to a different account to pull from when needed. I use the savings account that my bank gave me when I set up my checking account for my sinking funds. And as for my emergency money, we talked about using a separate online high-yield savings account to keep the money out of reach so we're not tempted to use it. Sinking funds are versatile and can be used for any kind of future expense, as long as you know how much you'll need for it when the time comes. I like to include extra things like clothing and video games in my sinking funds. I'm pretty frugal and I don't spend much on clothes and games, so I give myself a limit of how much I will allow myself to buy in 1 year. I set aside a small amount each month through the sinking fund. This way, I don't feel guilty when I want to buy myself something. Do you use sinking funds? Are you going to start a sinking funds budget now that you've learned about them? I'd love to hear from you, so please leave a comment below. Before I sign off, I'd just like to talk plainly about how personal financial planning really helps, at least how it's helped me. Recently, I've found myself in a situation where I have to spend about $7,500. And I'm going to say that $7,500 is not an easy amount of money for me. Saving that amount of money took a lot of time and penny pinching and saving where I could. It's not going to be easy to replenish that amount of money now that I have to spend it. But I guess the silver lining to this is that I have the money available to me. I have an emergency fund that I had set aside money in for this exact kind of situation. And it sucks that I have to spend my money. I'd much rather not. But at the same time, I'm not going into debt. I have all my bills taken care of. I'm still going to be able to save money at the end of the month. And I just now have to replenish the money I've spent, again, which sucks, but I'm still okay. And I feel that if I didn't plan ahead, I wouldn't even know where to get the money at this point. So that's why I'm building this foundation. The notes for today's show can be found at commonsensesaving.com. If you like this sort of content, please subscribe and think about sharing this podcast with anyone you think could help. Again, thank you for listening to Common Sense Saving. Making saving as easy as having common sense.